And third point, don't conceal your ignorance. One could also say, yeah, well, don't pretend that you know what you don't know. Don't try to bluff your audience. Audiences aren't stupid, even though sometimes they may look a bit that way. Don't think the audience is stupid. But at least some members of the audience will be able to see through you. They'll be able to see through your bluff, and they won't be impressed. So if there are certain things you don't know, well, be clear about it that you don't know them. I mean, certain incidental topics in the course of your talk, in the course of your lecture, make it clear, well, we're a bit tentative about this, we're a bit tentative about that, or haven't fully gone into something else. But of course, with regard to the talk as a whole, you should be sufficiently knowledgeable, and obviously you should be fully informed about it. Very often, of course, people try to bluff for the same reason that sometimes they rely unwisely on last-minute inspiration, just because they haven't prepared very well, or not prepared perhaps in advance at all. So don't try to pull the wool over the eyes of the people to whom you're speaking. And fourth point, know your audience. I think if you're talking, if you're giving a talk at the centre, you will usually know your audience, whether you're speaking to order members or mitras or people who've asked for ordination, and you will adjust your talk accordingly. This is obvious. But if you go outside, if you're invited, say, to give a talk to some other Buddhist group, or perhaps to classes in a school or college, yeah, or some social organization, Women's Institute, or something of that sort, then try to find out something about them in advance, whether they've had a Buddhist speaker before, whether they know anything about Buddhism, what is likely to be their level of information about Buddhism, what are likely to be the misunderstandings they have. So do a little research, especially when you go outside the confines of the movement and are trying to communicate the Dharma to some quite other, some quite different group of people. And naturally prepare and adjust your talk accordingly. This is quite important, because if you don't do this, you may prepare a talk which is way beyond the understanding of the people that you're addressing, or it may fall well below their level of understanding. In both cases, that will be disappointing. But when you get in front of the audience, you should really know them in another way. You should be aware of them. You should look at them. I think it's sometimes a good idea that just before you actually start speaking, you just stand for a minute or two and you just look at your audience. Just sort of take them in. Who's sitting there? You know, what are they like? Old or young? Smart? Bright looking or otherwise? And just sort of get the feel of your audience. Are they attentive? Do they look a bit dull or bored already? Just get the feel of them. I think this is quite important. And if, of course, you look at your audience, well, your audience will be aware of you looking at them. At least they should be. Or most of them will be. Or some of them will be. And that will establish a sort of rapport between you and at least a portion of your audience. But what sometimes happens is that people are a bit nervous and they come up to the rostrum or the lectern and they don't even look at the audience, and they just look at their notes and they just start off. Well, that does not further communication. That's not how to communicate the Dharma or anything else. You should be very aware of the people to whom you're speaking. And of course, you should be aware of them throughout the talk that you are giving. I think this is one of the disadvantages, and I must admit I've suffered from this myself. This is one of the disadvantages when you read your talk. It's very difficult to keep sort of one eye on the audience and another eye down there on your notes or whatever. But at the very least, if you are reading your talk, if it's a fully prepared talk, at least from time to time, lift up your head and look at the audience, and then go back to your notes. I once had the experience of seeing and hearing a very distinguished Buddhist, I won't mention any names, giving a talk to a very distinguished gathering, but he had his text here, and he was reading it, mumbling it actually, and never once looking up at the audience. And actually what he had to say was quite important, but it just didn't communicate. Most people didn't even hear it. This was many, many years ago in India. So do bear this in mind. Keep up as much eye contact even, with the audience as possible. And be prepared to vary your talk a little bit. If you see signs of restlessness in your audience, well clearly you've got to get their attention again. Very often, of course, people being what they are, you can get it with a story or a joke. I'm sure you all know this. Though, of course, it's not always easy to produce the right anecdote or the appropriate joke, just when you happen to need it. But you ought to have a little stock of them up your sleeve, for use in emergencies. So this is very important, this awareness of the audience. Be on the lookout for any sign of restlessness, or people yawning, or putting their hand up the mirror, sort of people leaving. But this does happen in ordinary life, if it's not just a talk or a lecture within the limits of the context of the FWPO, where people are usually quite polite. If it's an ordinary public lecture, people may just get up and walk out. But I must admit, people have walked out from my lectures in London years and years ago, and this is before the FWPO. This was usually when I had something not very appreciative to say about Christianity. But yes, people do sometimes, walk out of lectures. So you have to notice this. Someone's walked out, and of course you may realize the reason why they've walked out, and you may adjust your talk if you think it necessary accordingly. So know your audience. Be aware of your audience. Keep in touch with your audience. You may think, incidentally, that it's not easy to keep in touch with a big audience. But I can assure you it is. You may think, you can keep in touch with a small audience, but not with a big one. But it's just as easy, if not easier, to keep in touch with a big audience. That is, if you go the right way about it. If there's thousands of them, you can't maintain eye contact with all of them. But when there's a very large gathering, there's a sort of, I don't like to say collective feeling, but some empathy between you all, which can be very useful and help maintaining contact between you and the people to whom you're speaking.